The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We're going to look ahead in time now because tomorrow the World Athletics Championships gets underway in Tokyo in Japan, and a huge Irish presence there. Cathal Dennehy, the freelance sports journalist, is in Tokyo as well. Cathal, the best way to do this is maybe to talk about some specific members of that Irish team, and then we'll talk more broadly about what other races or events that you're looking forward to. So maybe who are you, or who do you think we should be paying most attention to over the next few days? Who should we be kind of highlighting the calendar for? What events from an Irish point of view?
Yeah, well, I think if we're looking at the championships as a whole, I think the big chance really of a kind of a top five, top six finish, maybe a small chance of a bronze medal or something. It's an outside bet, but that would be Kate O'Connor. She doesn't get it underway until next Friday. Friday and Saturday, of course, the heptathlon, which is comprised of seven events that will run across 2 days. She really is the only athlete I can see having any sort of a chance at a medal. And it is a slim chance, but it is nonetheless a chance. She's gone in ranked fifth, but the Olympic and the world champion have both yet to do a full heptathlon this year. So really, you'd probably have Kate O'Connor, you know, ranked seventh, but I'm sure she can outperform that. She can definitely probably record a score around the kind of 6,600 points mark, add about 100 points or so to her national record, maybe even a little more if things really click for her. That would normally put you at top five, top six in the world, and I think that's what she'll be targeting. And the heptathlon, you know, is a kind of event that things can go wrong. They do a lot of training. They always are carrying an injury, so it wouldn't surprise me if some of her rivals cried off with injury during the competition. And, you know, if someone hits a hurdle, if someone fouls out in the long jump, suddenly their competition can be over. So it wouldn't surprise me at all if next Saturday afternoon back in Ireland, we were sitting around watching Kate O'Connor get ready for the 800 metres and she was kind of in that top five with maybe an outside shot of the medal. But like I said, it's not probable. It is just possible. So she is the big one really to start with.
She's had an incredible summer. I mean, she had the bronze at the World European Indoors, then silver at the World Indoors, and then gold at the World Universities.
Yeah, I mean, she's had an amazing, absolutely amazing, as you said, three championship medals, the full collection already this year. Mm. And that third one, the World University victory, you know, that was her first competition of the outdoor season, and she almost recorded 6,500 points, which is a huge tally. So she will only come on for that. That was over a month ago now. And I would expect her to maybe add 50, 100, maybe even 150 points to that tally and really go up now against the best in the world. And make no mistake, it is the absolute best in the world. Some of the all-time greats of the event are against her. Mm. But she is now in that territory where she can line up and say to them, I can be in the top five, top six in the world, which would be a huge achievement for her.
Sarah Healy then, let me ask you about her, because I assume she's on your list of people we should be looking out for. She's had a great year as well with a gold at the European Indoors earlier in the year. She had a brilliant Diamond League season, went into the kind of the final meet ahead on points. But I mean, it's a big ask.
Yeah, no, Sarah Healy, look, she doesn't really have a medal chance. And if you were to ask her, honestly, she'd probably say as much to herself. To her, the gold medal essentially will be to get into that final. You know, she's never made a world outdoor final. She's hit the crossbar a few times in the past, but, you know, she's obviously running well enough and she really has taken strides forward in the psychological department and just the way she carries herself on the track these days. She goes into that 1500 metres seeded 10th. Based off her season's best. 12 women will make the final. To me, it's maybe a 60-40 chance, maybe even a 50-50 chance that she will make the final. It's not a guarantee at all. Obviously, if she gets into that final, she'll be starting to think, can I make the top six? Can I make the top eight, top 10? All those will be brilliant performances for her. And as we saw in the career of Ciarán McGeehan, you know, Ciarán McGeehan finished 10th, made a world final. It was a huge breakthrough for her back in 2019. That was the platform that helped her go on and finish fourth in the world final in 2023. So, and Sarah Healy now is at that point of her career where, you know, Ciarán McGeehan was in 2019. The gold medal for her would be get into that final. However she runs in it, it'll be a brilliant platform to build on for the years ahead.
Yeah, listen, I'd be excited as well to watch that. She's been, without getting too lost in the weeds here for a non-athletics audience, she's just been remarkably consistent. I mean, just a kind of 357s just churning one out after another, week in, week out. So, you know, I'm really excited, as I say. You know, we've a couple of people missing. You mentioned Ciarán Magee and Rashida. Obviously, a lot of people will be aware, well aware that she's missing. So who else, or what other event then from an Irish point of view, before we look beyond Irish shores, what else are you looking forward to, or should we look forward to?
Yeah, I think Mark English is definitely someone to pick out. You know, he's broken the national record three times this year. He's brought it, you know, from 144 down to low 143. But just to underline the size of the task facing Mark English in trying to make a final in the 800 metres, 14 men have broken 143 this year and have run faster than him. So it is a huge ask for Mark English. Only 8 men make the final in the 800 metres. A lot of it could come down to the draw in the semi-finals. I've no doubt if he doesn't fall over, he should make the semi-finals. There'll be 3 semi-finals, top 2 from each goes through to the final, and then there'll be 2 time qualifiers, which will be the quickest 3rd or 4th place finishers. Realistically, it's probably unlikely Mark English finishes top 2 in his semi-final, more likely that he finishes 3rd or 4th. So it could come down to the luck of the draw. If you get the semi-final that goes out at a fast pace, you might have 4 men going through. If it goes out at a slow pace, it might be 2 going through. I think if he gets the right semi-final, he can make the final. But otherwise, it's going to be a very, very tough ask for Mark English. And he is an underdog to make that final.
Yeah, listen, there's a huge Irish contingent there. And we didn't even get into, you know, mixed relay, who could make the final, despite the fact that Rashida is missing. That's just the nature of the mixed relay. They often, other countries, the so-called stronger countries, might not have their top athletes out there. But once we look at those other countries, what other events are you really looking forward to?
Yeah, there's a lot. I think the women's 400 meter final during the week would be a brilliant one.
You have
Salwa Eid Nasser, former world champion. You have the Olympic champion, Marilady Paulino. And then, of course, you have the superstar of the sport, Sydney McLaughlin Navroni, who's kind of in the 400 meter hurdles. If that was a computer game, she's essentially cleared it. At this point, she's won everything. She's put the record out into the stratosphere, the world record. And she's now looking for a new challenge. That for her will be to try and win a world title at 400 meters. But she's gone up against two of the all-time greats, I suppose, of the event that she's taken on. That will be a cracker. The men's 400 meter hurdles will be brilliant. Karsten Warholm and Ry Benjamin, the last time they clashed in Tokyo, of course, was 4 years ago in the Olympic final. And that was one of the greatest races in athletics history, where the two quickest times in history were run. I'd expect Warholm maybe to just get the upper hand there, but that would be a brilliant clash to watch. And then I think the men's 1500 meter final, I think it was the race, if not the across sports even, of the Olympic Games in Paris last year. It is every bit as good this year. Jakob Ingebrigtsen is back. He's coming back off injury. But I think the winner is probably going to be the Dutch star, 20 years old, Niels Laros. He is phenomenally talented. He has an absolutely wicked last 100 metres, but there's going to be about 6 or 8 men all trying to fight to be in that same position on the last bend. So we'll see who has the gears coming home, but that should be an absolute cracker as well during the week.
Oh yeah, there's so much to look forward to. There's so, and like you, at the women's 400, I really, really can't wait for. Unfortunately, Sydney McLaughlin Levone running it, that means the 400 hurdles, Femke Bol should really kind of win that. It would have been great to see them going head to head again, although, you know, McLaughlin Ravone's times are just, as you say, in the stratosphere. But anyway, yeah, that women's 400, brilliant. But from a broader point of view then, if we step back, I mean, you look at, you know, I mentioned, say, the success of Sarah Healy and Kate O'Connor this year already, and you talked about Mark English and the records he's broken, and the Olympics last year and the Europeans as well beforehand, and the high we were all under, and the fact that RTE as well, for the first time in I don't know how long, but certainly years, are showing all of this. They've bought the rights to it. Athletics is on a high, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. You know, it's the first time this century, I think, since the late 90s that RTE have bought the rights to the World Championship. And they're, you know, they have the finger on the pulse of the nation in terms of the attention and the rising attention and interest that's been happening in athletics in recent years. Obviously, it's a big loss to them and to everyone else that Rashida Adeleke won't be there, but she'll be back in future years. And I think it's a great chance for an exposition, really, for the sport. And yeah, you know, look, at this championships, without the likes of Ciarán Magee and Rashida Adeleke, obviously we really do have to temper those expectations when it comes to medals. But I always compare athletics really to soccer or football, you know, in terms of it is a truly global sport with over 200 countries represented. Over 100 nations have won medals at the World Championships in history. No other sport in the world is as global as that. So you do have to just say that, you know, in some other sports, making a top 4, winning a medal, it's at times in athletics, it can be the equivalent to making a top 10 or top 12. And really at the moment, while I don't think more than likely there will be an Irish medal from these World Championships, I think the number of top 10, top 12, top 15 performances from the Irish team will probably be higher than it's been possibly ever. And that is a metric as well. While it's not a very glamorous thing, it won't be on the front of newspapers, there won't be homecomings at the airport for the athletes as a result of that, it is a sign that the strength is growing so much in Irish athletics, and a brilliant platform as the sort of focus turns towards Los Angeles in 2028.
Yeah, exciting times ahead. So it runs from tomorrow, from the 13th until the 21st. It is in Tokyo, Japan. Cathal Dennehy, freelance sports journalist. Cathal, thanks a million for joining us here on the show.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.